We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, as I always tell you, I don't need drugs or intoxicants to get me high. I just need the words and writings of Rob Reichel. Forbes.com, BobMcGinnFootball.com joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Hey, Robbie, what's up?
Hi, Rob.
Yeah, you probably need a couple of drinks in there, too, Mark. I don't think the words are going to carry all the way to the finish line.
Oh, come on, Rob.
He thinks you need a few to.
When are the three of us going to go out in this town and chase some broads?
When are the three of us going to go out and get some beers in this town?
Yeah.
When's that happening?
I think we're long overdue. How about Friday night?
Everybody seems to want to go out on Friday night. I got my vacation day Friday night.
Let's set it up there, my friend.
We'll figure it out one of these times.
We will.
We'll figure it out where we can all get
Classic Sports
page.
Radio, plans that never materialize.
Yes, especially with coworkers.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, Bart was just mentioning before here. He says that, maybe Rodgers is in a little different mood these days with a new coach and all that. Do you see the same thing?
I do a little bit, Chuck, but I always tell people to kind of temper their enthusiasm. Everybody's pretty darn happy in May and June over there. For the most part, overall, it's a pretty relaxed time. It's even relaxed for media guys. It's a nice time to kind of formulate relationships with guys. You're not writing about 6-9-1 necessarily anymore. You're not writing about what went wrong last Sunday. So for the most part, they are in a better mood. But he does seem in pretty good spirits overall. I'm sure deep down he wasn't exactly thrilled how his competition with David Bakhtiari played itself out. The heat he's taken nationally for that, because let's be honest, this guy has his finger on the pulse of everything that's ever written or said about him, and he's taking a little bit of a beating nationally for only drinking 6 ounces of a beer or whatever it was that night at Pfizer. But for the most part, guys, he does seem pretty chipper. He seems in good spirits. Again, that's during a 10 or a 15 minute BS session with the state reporters in May and now June, and again, there's not a lot of tension and pressure, and they're not worried or write about Dallas on Sunday or the Bears defense or anything like that. So let's see how this plays itself out, a month or 6 weeks or 2 months into the season if things don't start well, because they do need to start well for this football team.
What are we learning about the kind of things that Matt LaFleur wants to do with his team that's different from Mike McCarthy? Because what I'm seeing and hearing from a lot of these guys, Devontae and Aaron Jones and whoever, is that we're going to line up and you're not going to know what the route's going to be. You're not going to know if we're in a pass formation or a run formation. And some of that did get a little stale with McCarthy. So I think if anything, we're going to see more disguises. We're going to see more clever formations out of the backfield and stuff like that. Are you seeing that too?
Yep, you described it perfectly, Bart. That's exactly what they're doing. They're going to the line of scrimmage, lining up. They've got a bunch formation maybe on one side. The ball is snapped within a second. They don't give the defense a lot of time to set up and make their various reads or make changes and adjustments, and they just go. It looks exactly like what you've seen out of the Rams the last few years with Sean McVay. There's different variations of that he's running. I do think the running backs, Bart, are going to be extremely heavily involved. The last few years, if you look at the run-pass splits in with the Los Angeles Rams that LaFleur was part of, and then Tennessee when he was the play-calling offensive coordinator, all three of those seasons, they were the better part of 50-50 run-pass. And last year, Green Bay was closer to 70-30, guys, in terms of throwing the ball about 70%, running it about 30%. Now, the one variable there is we're never quite sure how many plays Rodgers changed, but the bottom line is that was the stats. I don't think Rodgers is going to have quite the same freedom to change plays at the line of scrimmage. Bart, in terms of what's going to be different, LaFleur will send you two plays about 20% of the time. He calls them a can play, and Rodgers will have the ability to go with one of those two reads at that point in time. But you are seeing a ton of what the Rams have done, guys. For the casual fan out there, they've got 3 days next week in a mini camp that's open to the public before training camp, it might be worth 90 minutes of your time to sit down and watch some of that from the stands over there on Oneida, because it's a lot of fun stuff, and you're exactly right, Bart. It's a lot different than what you saw at the end of the McCarthy era.
Last year, on our show and our station, there was a big call for Packer fans, for the Packers, to give the ball to Aaron Jones a lot more. And I think maybe we realized that Jones wasn't a 20 to 25 carry per guy because of the ability to get injured real quickly. Has your opinion changed on that? What are the Packers? What kind of role are they going to put him in? Is he going to be the feature back? Where do they see Aaron Jones?
Well, I think you see him without a question, Chuck, as the featured guy, and it would be hard to argue that. Chuck, I do think he's a 15 carry a game guy, you know, which puts him at, what, 240 then for the season over 16 games. You're talking about a guy who's 5'5 in terms of yards per carry, Chuck, since he came into the league. And I think McCarthy only gave him the ball 15 times or more, 5 times in those 32 games. I think 15 could be the magic number for him. In terms of carries, and so then if you're looking at his average through his first couple of seasons, Chuck, he's into the 80s most weeks in terms of total rushing yards. The guy is so explosive. His vision is terrific. Chuck, he's taken his body fat from 11 to about 5.5%, so he's reshaped his body a little bit. He did have a little bit of a tummy. His lower body is substantially stronger. He's doing mid to high fives on a lot of the powerlifting stuff he's doing in his lower body. Which is up well over 100 pounds from when he first showed up as a rookie 2 seasons ago. Now the nice thing, guys, for Green Bay is, you know, they have both of the Williams, assuming both of those guys make the football team. I still like Jamal to hammer away 8-10 times a game and wear out a defense. He's only going to probably get to 3 to 4 yards to carry, but he never puts the ball on the ground, and he's so reliable in terms of availability. He's played all 32 games since he arrived in Green Bay. We'll see more when the pads go on, you know, what they have from the rookie there in Dexter Williams, but they're going to keep 3 without question. I would assume 3 will be active guys on game day, and there could be a rotation there. I mean, LaFleur at the end of the day, guys, I think is going to want to run the ball on a given week, all things considered being equal, you know, where you're not ahead or where you're not behind, you know, 24-3 or something like that. I think he's going to want to run the ball close to 30 times a game. So now you're maybe talking splits of 15 for Jones, 8 to 10 maybe for Jamal Williams, and 4 or 5 for the second Williams, and you kind of get up in that area. But there's no question, Chuck, Aaron Jones has Pro Bowl potential and really should be a Pro Bowler this season. I think they want to feature him. His hands out of the backfield are really good. I think at the end of the day, Chuck, he could have 1,500, 1,600 total yards when it's all said and done, 15 touchdowns. And really be a star here in this offense.
Talking with Rob Reichel, BobMcGinnFootball.com, Forbes.com. He's joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common sense lending to your community since 1935. Jimmy Graham, to keep it on the offensive side, seems to think he can be in line for a big year. I want to believe him. Is that possible for Jimmy Graham?
Nope. In a word, no. People hit a stage in life.
No. I'm hearing that this is like the best system ever for him.
Great. That's great. And again, it's May, and everybody's optimistic. I'm not buying it. There's been such a steady decline. You guys watched him last year. I don't care what the system is. I mean, if you can't outrun a middle linebacker with 4.8 speed, you're probably not getting open in virtually any system. He did catch 55 or 60 balls, whatever the number wound up being, Bart. I'm just not buying it at the end of the day that at 31, 32 years old, Jimmy Graham is going to discover the fault of youth and get open like he did in his days with the Saints. Now, Green Bay without question needs a second and even a third reliable option to emerge in the passing game. All they have that's a given, proven commodity right now, obviously, is Devontae Adams. You know, whether that's going to be Geronimo, one of those second-year guys, Kumru. I'm not overly optimistic, as you can tell, that'll be Jimmy Graham at this stage of his life. If I were the Packers guys, I would have moved on from Graham after last season. I would have said I've seen enough. Ron Wolf's philosophy was you always get rid of a player a year too early. rather than a year too late. My belief, and maybe he proves me wrong, Bart, but my belief is they've gone a year too long here with Jimmy Graham, and he's a very pedestrian player at this point of his career.
Rob, we bet yesterday. I said the Packers will get at least 10 wins. Chuck and I bet $100. Who do you want to be a backer of?
Boy, which way did you go, Bart?
I win 10. I win at
you
least 10.
Yeah, you know me. I'm kind of the prince of darkness. I'll take the under, I think, on that. But it's certainly possible. The roster is dramatically better than it was when Gutekunst took over, and even last year. I think all four of the kind of key free agent signings that came on that Tuesday in March are going to turn out to be solid players for them. One or two might even, you know, have borderline Pro Bowl years. I think both those Smiths could be enormous here in Patton's defense. I think it's got the potential for it to be a top-10 defense. And really, with what they've invested on that side of the ball, I think that needs to be the expectation. I'll be honest, I have more questions, honestly, on offense. Where is Aaron Rodgers pushing 36 years old in terms of can he have a bounce-back type of season? Like I said earlier, who's going to emerge as the second and third wide receivers? Do they have the kind of offensive lineman guys that are going to fit Matt LaFleur's scheme? I still think they're a couple short on that. I think a couple of these guys are not natural fits for what LaFleur is going to want to do. So I know the schedule really plays in their favor early on in terms of home games, but it also really beefs up later on. So if they don't get off to a fast, 5-1, 6-2 kind of start, I think you're really looking at maybe an 8-8, 9-7 kind of year. So I'm going to go with Chuck on that and take the under.
Rob, appreciate it. We will talk again soon.
Thanks, Robbie.
All right, guys. Let's play that Friday night soon.
Friday night with Rob Reichel. You in, Frames?
I'm always in.
Except for this Friday
and many other Fridays in the month of the summer, because I'm taking a lot of vacation days coming up here. So that's it.
Okay.
Maybe we'll find one. How about that? And you know what's going to happen there? Huh. We'll end up not doing it. Robbie and I have been trying to go out for beers for the last like 15 years, I feel. And it just never happens. Just like when Tim Fredonia always asks us for to go for some... chase some beers down.
So we're going to, maybe we can just combine and do you, me, Tim Fredonia, and Rob Reichel.
We make the four of us, guys.
Yeah.
Well, that's a motley crew right there.
It's Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. We'll talk some NBA Finals. We'll talk some Chicago Cubs, because they made a move that may put them ahead in this NL Central. Dallas Keuchel still unsigned. Craig Kimbrell is the one that the Cubs have been able to latch on to. It's Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins here on The Fan.
Sports Flash. Right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.